We all thought he would survive the clot, but he was there to die.
This is Poetry Radio. I'm Lucia Getzey. This time, Bill Morgan is going to read his own poem, My Father's Cigarettes.
The dark blue pack of Montclair's next to the ashtray on the bedside table in his hospital room. I took my first one from it. We all thought he would survive the clot, but he was there to die. You could smoke in hospitals in 1963, when his ashen face with its timid, embarrassed smile wasn't covered by the pale green oxygen mask we both smoked. He was 50. I had to help him pee. He died the next day, on Father's Day. I'm not making this up. My mother sat in the hall at home in her pink nightgown, lighting up and crying as she took the early morning call. We brought his things home, limp, empty clothes, wallet, Zippo lighter, and cigarettes. I smoked them, and others until I stubbed out my last one, a Benson and Hedges, in March 1991, when I had lived 3 days longer than his stump of a life. A primitive animal such as a starfish, he once taught me, will grow a new identical limb if it loses one. Its body just reaches out and inhabits the precise space left empty by the loss.
That was My Father's Cigarettes by Bill Morgan, read by the poet. I'm Lucia Getzey. Poetry Radio is a co-production of Illinois State University's Department of English and GLT.